Believers face continued abuse throughout the Middle East. A new middle class in India prompts retraining for the Christian marketplace, and teachers equip a post-communist generation in a school without walls. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Islamic law, as applied in hardliner countries, says a Muslim who converts to another faith can face the death penalty. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says while he can't reveal the country, he can confirm that in recent years, pressure on Christians is increasing.
In at least one country that is very tightly closed, among the most restricted in the entire Islamic world, situation has become more tense for at least some believers. We've heard reports about people who gather together have in some cases been harassed by officials and even detained.
DeYoung says they will continue to broadcast gospel programming because radio is strategic to an underground church.
We sense that radio broadcasts become even more important, where it's becoming more difficult for believers to gather together face to face, but listening in the privacy of their own home, radio broadcasts can have a real impact.
Next, Christians are hopeful a ceasefire between the Lord's Resistance Army and the government of Uganda will allow people to return to their homes. Life Water International has been providing water wells for internally displaced peoples, or IDPs, for years through the Deliverance Church's Joy Drilling. Life Water's Pat Clever says their goals are shifting, though.
To start drilling wells in the villages where people had been living previous to their time in the IDP camps. So Joy Drilling is looking forward to helping people resettle into their old communities to be able to begin their lives again.
Clever says they'll be seeking out local churches to help them.
Maybe they'll work together collaboratively to form a crusade. As they're on the site working, and they may be in a village for a week or two and spending time with people, there have been churches that have been planted as a result of their work in the communities.
Funding is needed for their ever-expanding work. You're listening to Mission Network News. Global Advance's Jonathan Shibley says now is the time to ingrain marketplace missions principles in India. With her sleeping giant economy stirring, a new middle class is awakening. Aside from money, the new middle class brings with it a new populace.
This is an opportunity that God is giving them to use their resources, use their knowledge, to be able to reach the people in the marketplace as places like Hyderabad and Mumbai and Delhi continue just to explode on the economic scene.
Shibley says they're trying to sharpen these business people's vision for kingdom building. He says their staff works to retrain the nationals' thinking to see that every transaction is a ministry opportunity.
Their job really is a mission field where they can display God's glory through their talent, through their work, through the money that they generate. They can be generous to invest that back into the kingdom. And so these are the kind of mindsets that we're trying to create.
Meanwhile, some 2,000 students are enrolled in Russian Ministry Schools Without Walls program in 35 locations across Russia, Ukraine, Belarus, and Moldova. The program equips the post-communist generation for evangelism. Now, students unable to attend classes may take academic courses online. Through this new distance learning, Russian Ministries hopes to mobilize and equip young Christian leaders who will become involved in ministry and service. And Franklin Graham, Dennis Rainey, and other leaders will be among the speakers at the 2006 Global Summit on AIDS and the Church. The two-day conference beginning November 30th is sponsored by Purpose Driven Ministries. Pastor Rick Warren says churches offer spiritual support that neither business nor government can offer. The summit at Saddleback Church will help churches start or enhance their HIV/AIDS outreach, which can't help but see many who are suffering turn to Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner Orphan Care International is making available Michael Card CD, The Hidden Face of God. The CD focuses on the suffering Christian's experience and will remind you to pray for the world's suffering servants. Get your free Michael Card CD at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.